Welcome back. In this advanced lesson, we're diving into vocal atmosphere processing with Simple Rex in Ableton Live, specifically for drum and bass. And this is a really important topic, because in DNB, vocals do not always need to sit out front like a pop top line. Some of the best vocal moments are almost hidden. You feel them behind the snare, drifting through an intro, swelling into a drop, or answering the groove in tiny little ghost phrases. That's the sweet spot we're chasing here. So the goal today is not to build some giant, overcomplicated FX monster. We're going to make a few smart, reusable racks, using mostly stock Ableton devices, and use them to turn short vocal snippets into dark, spacious, emotional textures that actually fit drum and bass arrangements. By the end, you'll have three practical tools: a vocal Atmos rack for dreamy or haunting ambience, a dark tail rack for long filtered trails, and a rhythmic ghost rack for groove-synced vocal echoes. On top of that, you'll have a workflow for layering them into intros, breakdowns, transitions, and drops without muddying your bass and drums. The big advanced mindset here is this: better atmosphere is usually not about more plugins. It's about better source selection, cleaner routing, more intentional filtering, and stronger arrangement decisions. That's where the real polish comes from. Let's start with the source. For this kind of processing, short and characterful vocal material usually works best. One-word phrases, breathy female snippets, ragga shouts, spoken word cuts, choir fragments, a cappella syllables, old soul or jazz phrases for jungle-inspired moods. Those are all strong candidates. What tends to work less well is a full dense a cappella line with lots of existing reverb and compression baked in. If the vocal is already brittle, flat, and overprocessed, it's harder to transform into something atmospheric. And if the phrase competes with your lead hook, it can make the whole track feel confused. In drum and bass, especially rolling styles, I want you to think of the vocal atmosphere as mid and high emotional information, not low mid clutter. Your sub and res own the power region. The vocal should float around that, not fight it. Before adding any effects, do a bit of prep. Drag the vocal onto an audio track, warp it if needed, trim it down to a useful phrase, usually a quarter bar, half bar, or one bar, then consolidate it, and get the level sensible before it hits the chain. A peak around -12 to -6 dB is a good place to start. Also, and this is one of those subtle advanced moves, edit the input envelope before the rack. Tiny fades can clean up consonants. Trimming breaths can stop your reverb from exploding in the wrong places. Sometimes keeping just one emotional syllable gives you a better atmosphere than using the whole phrase. If one word in the phrase is too harsh, reduce its clip gain before the chain instead of trying to fix the mess afterward. A lot of atmosphere quality comes from what enters the rack. Now let's set up the routing. One of the biggest mistakes producers make is stacking everything onto one track. It gets messy fast, and it's hard to control in an arrangement that moves quickly, like DNB. Instead, build a clean source lane and separate FX lanes. Use one track for the dry vocal source, one track for the printed or processed atmosphere, and then a few returns. For example, return A can be long reverb space, return B delay space, and return C a distorted or filtered tail. You can even think of these return tracks as vocal worlds rather than just effects. Maybe you name them Near Ghost, Wide Fog, and Drop Tail. That way, instead of inventing a brand new effect every time, you send different clips into the same few spaces. That gives the whole tune a more unified identity. If every vocal texture sounds cool on its own but is connected together, this is usually the fix. All right, let's build the first rack. This is the main vocal Atmos rack. On your vocal effects track, load EQ8, hybrid reverb, delay, chorus ensemble, auto filter, compressor, and utility. Then group them into an audio effect rack. Start with EQ8. This is your cleanup stage. High pass somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. If the vocal is harsh, dip a little in the 2 to 4 kHz range. If it's too bright, a gentle high shelf cut above 8 kHz can help. You do not need low end in a vocal atmosphere. Let the sub stay sacred. Next, hybrid reverb. This is where the space happens, but controlled space. Try hall or shimmer if you want something more ethereal. Decay around 5 to 9 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds. Keep the low cut around 250 to 400 Hz, and the high cut somewhere between 6 and 10 kHz. For darker drum and bass, hall usually works beautifully, especially with the high cut lower, maybe 5.5 to 7 kHz. That gives you fog instead of sparkle. Then add delay. We want movement, not obvious festival echo. Try sync times like 1/8 dotted, 1/4, or 3/16. Feedback around 18 to 35%. Filter it so the delays stay out of the lows and don't get too crispy on top. In rolling DNB, 1/8 dotted and 3/16 often feel more musical than a plain quarter note, because they interlock with the groove better. Then chorus ensemble for width and blur. Keep it subtle. Slow rate, low to medium amount, maybe 10 to 25% wet. Too much chorus and the sound just becomes seasick. You still want some identity left. Then auto filter. This is critical. It stops the atmosphere from feeling static. You can use a low pass starting around 3 to 7 kHz, or a band pass centered somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz. Add a little LFO movement, synced or unsynced, for darker atmospheres. Automate the filter closing after the phrase ends. That gives the tail the sinking, haunted feeling. After that, use a compressor just to stabilize things. This audio version is shortened for playback.